This week's parsha is Vayakel Pekudei, and we also, additionally to that, read Parshat HaChodesh. It comes from Parshas Bo in the book of Exodus, where God commands us our first commandment, and additionally gives us the commandments associated with the Passover holiday. But this first commandment that he gives us is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. These months, this month, month of Nisan, will be the first of the months. Now, in Hebrew, the word for month is Chodesh Chadash, which comes from the Shoresh of Chadash, which is to be new. The commandment to the Jewish people was that from going forward at that point, they would start to keep their calendar based on the lunar cycle. That is, as the moon has a cycle, it waxes and wanes, and it every month goes into a state of concealment, only to then emerge anew. Every single month goes through that same cycle. It goes up, down, disappears, emerges. In Hebrew, we call it the molad, the birth, the rebirth. God, in his first commandment to the Jewish people as a people, he commands us to, on a monthly basis, return back to that state where we can renew ourselves, a rebirth. So regardless of whatever happened over the course of that month, we get to the beginning of a new month, and it's a time for a new start, a new beginning. And if you think about it, in a certain sense, this is God introducing himself to us for the first time. I'm going to convey to you something about myself, we say, so to speak. So what's God? God, we call, is the God of life. The idea of life, of being the God of life, he's full of life. It's an endless, there's no decline in God's world. He's perfect. He's always emerging and growing. And so when he gives us that first directive, he tells us an unbelievable thing. You too can tap into this incredible power. It's called the cycle. It's to be followed like the moon. It's the idea of hitchadshut, to be able to experience a rebirth and a renewal on a constant, on a monthly basis. And so, especially today, when we're going through such difficult times, we have to keep in mind we're coming into the time of the spring where the world comes back to life. We have to keep the Passover holiday actually in the spring because it's so tied into this idea of rebirth and renewal. And so whatever, regardless of what's going on, we know that we have this incredible power that God has given us to be able to tap in. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim L'Chodshei HaShana. This month is the first month of all the months of the year, but it's predicated on this idea of what it means to celebrate a beginning, a new beginning, to constantly be able to go back and tap into that incredible power of being able to constantly, no matter how dark, no matter how difficult, no matter how worn out we might be, we can always come back to that starting point. That's the gift that God gave us when he gave us this first mitzvah, this first commandment, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Be able to become new, refreshed, so no matter how worn out, we can tap back into that. So our blessing is that we should all be able to always remember and to tap into that incredible power of renewal, and that we should be able to use that to elevate ourselves, to give ourselves comfort and also to give ourselves hope, and to always know that we have a loving God who cares about us. No matter what kind of curveball comes our way, if we hold on to that idea, it can give us a strength when things are tough and gets us through the difficult times. Everybody should have a great Shabbos. All the best.